Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Does cheating in your dream mean anything? We're going to get to that here in just a second. First, oh wait, I can hear something.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Mo.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, I hear something and there better not be profanity in it.
Mo takes two sips of a Frappuccino and all of a sudden he thinks he can do whatever he wants
I'm
on the show.
I'm brand new out here. Y'all got to forgive me.
All right, so there's been a lot of talk about shrinkflation. Have you guys heard of shrinkflation?
Is it meaning that things are going to be cheaper? Because I would love that.
Well, no, unfortunately. Smaller, yet the same price, which I'm not down with. However, I am down with one aspect of shrinkflation. So shrinkflation is putting snacks and drinks in slightly smaller packages. However, they want to charge the same as the larger portions that we're used to. I'm not down for that. There's a new research out of Georgetown suggesting 54% of Americans want smaller portions. Like, stuff has gotten, like, so extreme. I mean, when I go to a restaurant and I order something, 9 times out of 10, I'm taking half of it home because the portions are, like, that ginormous. That's for both reduced sizes in food packaging and restaurant portions, and that percentage is even higher if they have young children in the household. Because if you have young kids, you realize how much food you waste and you throw away, and it's heartbreaking. So while I am all for shrinkflation, smaller portions, sure, I don't want to pay the same price. I feel like let's do a solid tip with everybody and do smaller portions or offer half portions, but you got to reduce the price courtesy of inflation.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, it makes sense for them, but for us, like if it's too much, you just don't have to eat it all, or you can save it for later. There's ways around that, but to have to pay the same price to get less just doesn't make any sense in the end.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I feel like every time I go to a restaurant, I'm looking at this massive plate of food like, okay, I'm out here drinking and eating. I can't be having like a Big Mac size meal and also all the wine that I want to drink too. So yeah, I'm a fan of making portions a little bit smaller, but also like make them cheaper.
Yeah.
Your girl's got to pay her bills.
I like cheaper.
All right, so producer Jackson in studio. Does cheating in your dream mean anything? That is the question.
That is the question. And it's not about me. This is actually about my sister. So she recently went on this big post-grad trip to Southeast Asia where she was traveling all around. She wasn't getting much sleep. So probably a lot of melatonin attributed to some of the wild dreams that she was having. And she's been dating this guy now for about 3 months. This is her very first serious, like, relationship that she's ever been in her life, okay? And things have started pretty quickly for them. They're very into each other. I really like the guy, and, you know, I'm wishing the best for them. But
he has the brother seal of approval?
Yes, he does. I've met him a few times, and I've enjoyed hanging out with him, and, you know, I'm getting to know him a little bit. And so one day I get a text from her that's basically like, hey, like, are you free right now? I'm like, yeah, what's up? And she immediately FaceTimes me. And she FaceTimes me and is just beside herself, like bawling, crying, and like,
you're like, what did he do?
It's brother time. Turn it up.
Right. And I didn't think it was anything about him because she was on this big trip and she's like, I think she was in Thailand at the time. And I was like, what happened? Like, what's going on? And then she hits me with like, I just woke up from a dream that I cheated on my boyfriend. And I was like, what? Like, not the direction I was thinking that this was going to go. And so I was like, hey, take a second. Like, it's okay. Like, and I've really honestly never been one to read too much into dreams. Dreams are always such like a wacky thing that happen every night. And like,
sure,
you know, a lot of times it's weird because sometimes they feel so real until you wake up and you look back and you're like, wow, I could fly and, you know, breathe underwater and I didn't think anything of it. But, you know, and I don't attribute that to anything that's actually happening in my personal life. Right. And so she is completely pulling an Abby and catastrophizing this entire thing through and through. And it's basically like, does this mean that our relationship is doomed? No. Like, am I going to do something? Like, and is panicking, right? And the funny thing is that her cheating is not like she hooked up with another guy. It was that in her dream, she was hanging out with some guy and the guy admitted that he loved her and she said, I love you back.
So it wasn't even physical. It was just her professing love to another man.
Exactly.
So who was the man?
Some dream guy, I guess. I don't know.
Most of my people are faceless in my dreams.
Really?
Really?
I see people from my real life all the time in my dreams. And then you have to see them in real life the next day and you feel some type of way. You're like, I know what you were doing last night. Yikes.
I see people from like my past that I genuinely do not think about anymore, but somehow they'll end up in my dream. That's how I know it doesn't necessarily always attach to what's actually in your mind.
I have heard that the people that you do see in your dreams are all people that you have seen or interacted with before, like whether they're like a side character in your life or someone that you know through and through, they're usually people that you've actually come across and interacted with.
Well, hopefully you talked her off of her dream ledge and let her know that this is not a sign of bad things to come, that it was just a dream. My question, though, now for you guys is, you have a dream like this, like you're in a relationship, you have a dream where you cheat on them. Do you even bother telling your significant other you had a dream that you cheated on them?
That's what I was about to ask Jackson, if your sister told him. But me personally, no, I would not bring that up.
I wouldn't say it, especially because it was just like the I love you. Like, it's not going to make anybody feel better. Like, hey, last night in my dream, I told somebody else that I love them. Hope that doesn't make you feel some type of way. Like, no, there's nothing to gain from that.
Right. Some things are better off left and kept to yourself. Right. And so I asked her and she was like, yeah, he was the first person that I called. I was like, come on. Like, there's no reason for you to have to share this because maybe he's going to be overthinking it now. And so the thing is, so this guy that she's dating is in the military. He also just graduated, and so they're about to start doing long distance, and I'm wondering if there's a lot of like deep-seated anxiety that she has about doing this relationship long distance, and that's where this comes from.
Look at you breaking it down.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I guarantee
it's mathing.
And then she's gonna meet somebody else and she's gonna tell him that she loves him.
Yep.
She can't listen to this. Don't put that in her brain.
The Burt Show.